listener exclusive.
Back on the Riverina, MIA's 963 Triple M Brekkie Show podcast. Hello, Matty Ray. This is a recap of our weekly catch-up with the Murrumbidgee Police Inspector, Glenn Smith, who we normally catch up with every Tuesday. We did miss him, though, last week, but back with us in the chair this week, and let's hear it now. You're not alone today. We have a special guest with us, Constable Jess Davidson. Welcome, Jess.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes. We'll get to why Jess is joining us in a moment.
Yes, we will.
Glenn, of course, with our guests, we want to give them a bit of time to warm up and not put them on straight away.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Let the nerves build.
All right. There's a man that's been charged following an alleged seizure of more than 50 kilos of cannabis leaf, Inspector.
Yeah, this was a good pinch. So about 8 a.m. on Saturday, the 15th of June, Riverina Traffic and Highway Patrol were patrolling the Sturt Highway at Urali, approximately 33 kilometres northeast of Narendra, when they pulled over the driver of a light rigid Pantech for a random breath test. During a search of the vehicle, police allegedly seized five boxes containing 106 cryovac bags containing approximately 500 grams of cannabis leaf in each bag, weighing close to a total of 55 kilograms. The 28-year-old male driver was arrested and taken back to Griffith Police Station. He was charged with supply prohibited drug greater than or equal to a commercial quantity and possess a prohibited drug. He was refused bail and will appear in Wagga Wagga local court. Well, he actually appeared there yesterday.
Okay, so he attended based on his invitation.
He did. Yes. He was invited to go along to Wagga Wagga.
Yes, Wagga Wagga. So, bit of a trip, but that's what happens, unfortunately, when you're caught allegedly with more than 50 kilos of cannabis leaf.
55 kilos.
Oh, 55 kilos.
Yes.
All right. Okay. That's naughty, well and truly.
Yeah.
Okay. Coffee with a cop is coming up. Mate, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't mind having coffee with you. I think you're a good bloke.
But, well, Matt, funny you say that because when we were talking about this way back months ago with your
predecessor, who shall not be named. Just joking, Matt Collins.
Good morning. By the same name, Matt. His offer was, against his will, that he was going to come along and shout coffee for myself and the other officers. But he never came good on that. So that might be where you step in, Matt. Or maybe Triple M would like to.
I am not going to be held responsible for the failures of my predecessor. So I'm welcome to have a coffee with you, but I won't be shouting, that's for sure. Mate, you don't want me to shout. I'll go broke.
please come along. So that'll be next Thursday, the 27th of June. So Murrumbidgee PD will be hosting Coffee with a Cop at Griffith Plaza. And the guys and girls will be down there from about 10 a.m., myself included. So we hope to see you down there, Matt. And if you're not, we'll send the police truck around to Triple M to pick you up and bring you down.
Oh, so it's going to go that far, is it?
If it has to, yeah.
Oh, okay, rightio then. So. And will that make the stories that you bring up on Tuesday?
We'll try and get a photo or two and put them up on the Facebook page.
Police attended a business at 52 John Darien Avenue and, put together a broadcasting mail or whatnot for
Triple M DJ arrested under against his will and conveyed for a coffee.
So coffee for a cop. In all seriousness, this is just an opportunity for members of the community to get face to face with a cop and just talk about
100%.
Local issues.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And you got any questions? You want to come down, say hello? Just come on down.
And that's it. And I think that would be a great opportunity for some in the community to ask you about, because people do get concerned. They ring me about break and enters that do occur.
Yep.
Burnt out cars, unfortunately, we see a little bit about that. This is an opportunity for you to Thursday week have a coffee with a cop and ask what they're seeing from their end. Now, yesterday, this is where Jess comes in. Constable Jess Davidson, special guest with myself and the inspector today. Yourself and Loi, have I got his name right? Loi Osman?
Louis.
You guys went along to Bilbangra School as part of First Responders Day. So talk about what activities you got up to there, Jess.
Well, we attended there with the other emergency services, ambulance, fire brigade and SES, and it was just sort of an hour of interaction with the young kids and answer any questions that they had, interact with the vehicles and stuff. I will say our siren got used a lot. I think my ears are still ringing a little bit, but it was a really, really positive connection to have with the kids and just, build that little bit of a relationship from early age on.
So just on that, you know, using the siren a lot. You know, you guys as police officers working in the force, as long as you do, do you actually go to bed with those sirens in your ears a lot?
I wouldn't say so. How about you, boss?
Sometimes I wake up in a cold sweat, you know, middle of the night, the siren's running, you know.
Yeah.
But no.
Wondering if you're going to get the call, something's happened.
I don't know. I'm talking about PTSD flashback.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, yeah, that's a little bit deep. Now, let's talk about, so you and the other emergency services there, of course, because it was First Responders Day. You reckon the kids were, were you the favourite of the kids?
Oh, by far. By far. We had 30, 40 kids lined up, all wanted to play with the sirens, jump in. A few wanted to get into the back, which we sort of advised not to.
Because you only get in the back if you've been very naughty, yes.
Yeah. I think a few teachers said to us we could take a few kids, but no, it was a very positive experience to have with the young children here. So hopefully it sort of sets them up for not being afraid of us or with that.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. And there's always that, tentativeness when, particularly at a young age, when they first see a police officer for the first time.
That's right.
But you've got to get into the head that a police officer's there to serve and protect the community as well. You're not there to go and lock everybody up.
Yeah, that's
Only the ones that are being...
I think we get associated a lot with, being in trouble, but...
Yes.
Yeah, we are there to help.
Yep.
That's definitely part of our role, so...
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of being there to help, there's a bit of a call for those in the community to become a cop in their hometown. Inspector, you got the details here.
I've got a breaking news or a preview.
News bulletin, yep.
Yeah, so the police are about to launch You Should Be a Cop in Your Hometown. Now, this is a new initiative that aims to attract applicants to the New South Wales Police Force who live in identified regional areas where there are currently positions available. And Griffith has been identified as one of those areas. So if anyone wants to join in these areas, they can identify their preferred placement location and will be told at the time of acceptance where they'll be placed, removing any uncertainty about having to move long distances or relocate your family. It means the applicant can continue to live and work and enjoy the lifestyle that they have in their hometown. Placements are still subject to operational requirements and background checks, but some of the key takeaways from this are, if you've ever thought about becoming a police officer, there's no better time. As well as being paid to train and start your career with the New South Wales Police, if you live in one of these areas we're targeting, which Griffith is one of them, you can be a cop in your hometown. We know that becoming a police officer and moving away from home can be a big ask, especially if you have a family and enjoy where you live. So this way, when you join the police, you can identify where you'd like to work, such as where you and your family now live, and have confidence and that you'll be back there working once you become a police officer.
Excellent.
You can start your career with the New South Wales Police as long as there's nothing that would prevent you from living in your hometown and staying connected with your community. There are some conditions and checks that you'll undergo, but, yeah, you can find out more at the New South Wales Police recruitment page or, give us a call down the station.
That's an excellent drive by New South Wales Police as a whole. Is it something that we're seeing in some of the other states as well, or is New South Wales kind of taking the lead here?
That's a good question, Matt. Yeah. I'm only worried about New South Wales, I've got to say.
And I reckon that's the same for the rest of us here.
And the Murrumbidgee PD in particular, so yeah.
Yeah, for someone like myself who's lived all over, in fact, once went to a town in outback Queensland where in Queensland a lot of the cops fresh out of the academy kind of get deployed there.
Yeah.
And, they are a little bit pull over happy, let's just say. But there were a lot of, police people about my age at that time as well. And I was thinking, well, it's an interesting spot for them all to be if they're on their first few years as a police officer. But this would actually, I think, improve those wanting to be a cop to be able to stay here in their local town if Griffith's where they choose to police.
So, or Griffith or Leeton or Narrandera, Hilston, West Wylong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great initiative. So, we're getting right behind it and, we'll be pushing that.
All right. Well, we'll have to check out more New South Wales Police online.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's the website is www.police.nsw.gov.au/recruitment. Or if you put in police, New South Wales Police recruitment, I'm sure it will come up in the search.
All right. Thank you for your time as always, Inspector, and welcome to you, Constable Jess Davidson. Thank you for telling us about the Emergency Services Day at Bill Bangarus School last week.
And Matt, just wanted to do a quick shout out to Debbie, who's one of the loyal listeners. She listens in every week and She gives me a bit of a review through her daughter who works at the police station. So good morning, Debbie, and thanks for listening every week.
Yes, good morning, Debbie. Righto, thank you, Inspector. We'll be back with you next Tuesday.
And will.
All the best to you, Jess. Maybe we'll catch up again next time.
No, thank you for having me.
A listener exclusive.